Welcome into Wildcat Insider. John Kurtz joined by the voice of the Wildcats, Wyatt Thompson. Mitch Fortner here with us as well. Today we have a ton to talk about that's happened in the last week. Part of that is a new athletic director. The search is on for K-State. Right now it's Laird Veach as the acting AD, and he will join us at 5:10 today on the show. It's also been a no-hitter thrown by K-State's Parker Wrigler. You'll hear from him after his accomplishment yesterday. We'll play that for you at 4:40. Other than that, the K-State men back on the tournament bubble after a couple wins last week. So there's plenty to discuss there as well as they head to the Big 12 tournament and take on Baylor on Thursday. As always, you can call us 537-1350 or toll-free 866-776-1350, or you can tweet us at the Game KMAN if you have questions or comments. Last time we talked, it was right before all the dominoes started to fall this week. K-State's won a couple basketball games, but what I want to talk about first that set everything in motion, obviously, was the announcement that John Curry was leaving for Tennessee on Tuesday to be the new athletic director there. So that certainly changes some things here in Manhattan at a very interesting time. There's a lot of decisions that are about to have to be made here.
Absolutely. I think for some it came as a surprise, not so much for others. You know, I think as everybody probably is aware, or most everybody is aware, you know, Mr. Curry spent a lot of time at the University of Tennessee as an associate athletic director prior to becoming the head man at Kansas State. He will go there. I know he's very excited about it. We wish him certainly the best. But from the K-State perspective, now you look at, you know, what he accomplished and what needs to be done now. And I think I'm really excited for Laird Veach. I'm excited to talk to him at 5:10. Very, very bright guy. He is a K-Stater through and through. He will, as you said, accurately act as the acting until the search committee finds the next guy. Is it possible that he could be the next guy? Maybe so. Don't know that. Wouldn't predict it. But I think he'll certainly be in the mix. He's a bright, bright gentleman. So it comes at a time uniquely different for K-State where, you know, Bill Snyder's going through the health issues. There are people that wonder, you know, where is Bruce Weber and the state of the men's basketball program? Decisions to be made or not made there. So, yeah, it's it's a big time. And then you throw on, you know, all of the other stuff going on with the Big 12 tournament coming this week, the women off this week and waiting for selection Sunday a week from tonight at 6 o'clock. So, oh, yeah, and Parker Wrigler threw a no-hitter yesterday. Other than that, how about that? First one since 91. That's awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah. And the first by one guy since 1976, too. I almost hate that, and I understand why it's happening. First no-hitter since 1991. But, I mean, really, by one guy, it's the first since 76, and that was even a seven-inning no-hitter. So, yeah. I mean, what Wrigler did was incredibly impressive. But, you know, as far as the athletic director piece of this is concerned, first of all, before we discuss Laird Veach and some more of what's going to happen moving forward, I guess what to you, Wyatt, is the legacy that John Curry leaves here at K-State?
Well, I think there are several things that come to mind for me personally. I think John came at a very interesting time where K-State needed a boost in several different things. I think one in terms of morale, one in times of balancing and making the budget in a little bit better shape. I think he did both of those things. I really, you know, with what with his marketing background, I think it was a terrific hire at that time. You know, he brought the welcome to K-State thing. I think people loved it. I think they still enjoy it. It's fun to come to Manhattan, Kansas, to watch our teams play, and a lot of fans from all around the state travel to these games. And I think they like hearing that when they walk into Bill Snyder Family Stadium or to Bramlage Coliseum or whatever. And so I think maybe that's a small thing to some, but I don't think it was a small thing to John and the K-State staff. Secondarily, I think it's obvious that, you know, the budget needed some help, and he came at a good time from my perspective in that, you know, the television revenue was increasing. It helped get K-State back into the black. It helped them, you know, move forward in terms of, you know, what later happened in the subsequent, you know, 6 years or so after that first year to put some $210 million into facilities improvements. And at the end of the day, that's probably, I think this is a no-brainer statement, but I think that's probably what most people are going to remember John Curry for. He didn't stay quite long enough to, you know, hire a football coach after Bill Snyder, and many said for several years, that's what he's going to be known for. Well, not now.
crazy, the staying power of Bill Snyder in that regard.
Yeah, exactly.
But I would agree with a lot of what you said there. And part of, I think, what's unique about the situation is it's just a – because in a lot of ways of what John Curry did, it's so much different of a situation right now than it was back in 2009, right, when he was hired.
Right.
When he came in, K-State was in desperate need of a guy that's going to be good with the numbers, cleaning things up, making sure that – you know, like you said, morale, everything was pretty low as far as that is concerned. Just cleaning up, tidying up the athletic department. He certainly did that, and then some with all the facility improvements and stuff that he was able to do raising money. Now I think what you need is somebody that's going to be much more cut from the cloth of being able to make personnel decisions, because Bill Snyder's decision, what you're going to do after Bill Snyder, is looming now, obviously larger than it was when John Curry was hired, than the men's basketball program, what happens there. Even if you look down the road, I mean, we're, what, 6 years, 7 years away from the grant of rights being up in the Big 12 Conference. I mean, conference realignment, where you're going to land as a school is something that's not all that far away either. So I think with all those decisions, it's kind of a different set of skills perhaps that you're looking for this time around than last.
I couldn't argue with any of that. I think that's very astute, very accurate. One thing I do want to add, though, and maybe I should have mentioned this at the start with John Curry and what I believe – were some of the highlights of his time here. Not only is it the ability to build buildings, from my perspective at least, but it was the ability to work with others, whether it's Laird Veach, Chad Weiberg before he left and went to Texas Tech, several others, Andrew Hamer, those types of people in our development office at Kansas State, excuse me, to develop a much larger and broader-based donor group. He put together that National Leadership Circle, the NLC, which has been terrific for Kansas State athletics. And I believe that we have – I continue to say we. I shouldn't do that. I believe Kansas State has a much broader base of more higher-level donors than at any time – in the history of Kansas State athletics. I believe he should get a lot of credit for that. That's a great thing, and it has been a great thing as K-State continues to grow.
When you mentioned a couple of the names now that you're hearing as potential candidates for the AD job, because there are a lot of people that have been working under John Curry that are now other places that become candidates here. I mean, Reed Sigmund is another guy, and man, forgive me, I'm spacing on who was before Jerry Kill when they brought Jerry Kill in.
Clint Dowdle.
I mean, they're all names that are doing really nice things now that we're here working in the athletic department as well that have moved on.
Yeah. You know, I think everybody, when this kind of thing happens, everybody wants to throw out names. That's just kind of how it is, whether it's a football coach or a baseball coach or a basketball coach or an athletic director. That's all great. And most generally, we all try to name all the K-Staters first. Which I also think is great, but I would also throw out the fact that I believe because of where K-State is today, not without problems and things down the road like you talk about with the grant of rights, but I believe this is a much better job now, the athletic director job at Kansas State, than it was when John Curry took this job some, 8 years ago. I really firmly believe that, and I think he's in part of that. Certainly it helps to have Bill Snyder and winning football games and selling out Bill Snyder Family Stadium and all those kind of things and all the other things that are happening. So it's a package deal.
Now, as far as Laird Veach is concerned, we'll get a chance to talk with him at 5:10 again. But from your standpoint, what would have been his – I guess what's been his role as deputy AD here at K-State?
Well, it's pretty wide in scope, actually, I guess is probably the way to say it. As an example – among some of the other things that he has done, and this was prior to John Curry taking the job at Tennessee, when we lost Jerry Kill to Rutgers, as an example, John appointed Laird to be the go-between between athletics and Kansas State football, so Bill Snyder, Sean Snyder, all of those people. And I think, you know, I think Laird has taken that, and it has seemed quite seamless, if you will. But he oversees, to me, a lot of different things. I don't want to sit here and name them all, but he has had his hand in a lot of different things over the time that he's been here with John Curry, being his number two guy, I guess, if that maybe that's the right way to say it. I hope it is anyway. But it's when you're into this to the day-to-day thing, as an example, since John's been gone, or since he took the job at Tennessee and basically, you know, moving forward, somebody has to take over that day-to-day stuff where you're talking with athletic department people. Casey Scott would be an example, associate athletic director who oversees men's basketball. I don't know all of the times that, you know, that he and Laird Veach would speak, but you know it's happened. And Laird is working right now with the athletic department to the university to try to, you know, get this thing, you know, going in terms of hiring the new guy, whether it's him or somebody else. So I can't even imagine how many meetings he's been in the last whatever it's been, week
well,
or so.
I was about to make a similar statement. I mean, I don't know how he's carved out enough time to join us, but I appreciate it because I can't imagine how crazy his world is right now.
Well, I think you'll enjoy visiting with him. And as I said before, we all know Laird, you know, he played football for Coach Snyder. You know, he's in a still a relatively young man, and he's done some very interesting things. There was a time, as an example, he worked at Learfield. I don't know if you're aware
right.
of that or not,
right.
but was a very, very fine employee with Learfield and then brought into K-State Athletics. And he's he's made a pretty significant climb in a fairly relatively short period of time. So I think it would be more than fair for me to say he's kind of a mover and a shaker type. He's done a great job here,
but
from my perspective.
Yeah, I mean, my limited interaction with him, he's been great. He's a very easy guy to get along with.
And,
another question I would have, and I don't know how much insight you have to this, but has he been pretty involved in the fundraising aspect of things with John Curry at K-State?
Well, my perception would be yes. I don't think he is the lone guy there necessarily, but as an example, when the plans first came out for the Vanier Complex and the West Stadium Center, all of that, I believe that for the most part, he was the guy that, well, we can ask him this, he can tell us if he'd like to, but I believe he was, you know, kind of one of the main guys that worked with, you know, the construction people and all of the different things going on, and I think he did a terrific job with it from what I can tell.
It's a pretty cool story that he was teammates with Kirby Hokut, and both of those guys now, I mean, essentially, athletic directors in the Big 12. They were both at Bramlage Coliseum to watch K-State and Texas Tech. And speaking of that, we will talk about the game with the Red Raiders, part of two wins that K-State picked up over the past week. When we return, you're listening to Wildcat Insider.